All right, guys, good morning. My son's got on the bus, so I'm going to play this for a second. I just had to play that for a second because my son just got on the bus. Today was his first day. Boom. Back to reality. Back to reality of life. Well, guys, we're off. But guess what, though? I was about to be irritated as heck, though, because the bus was running a little late. So it made Cecilia behind. So get in those cars, click those seatbelts, or ticket. It is 7:37 a.m. All right, so let's get off this morning to work, school, whatever you need to do. I know yesterday I podcasted about the kids' school, so I'm going to worry down about that. But you heard I had to play the little music because my son got on that one. He got on his bus this morning, first day of school, 7th grade. I got to talk about it for just a second. My baby, he's not a baby anymore. He looked so handsome this morning getting on that bus. All dressed up, you know, he's hit that stage now where, you know, he dresses like he's a, you know, a little boss, a little young boss, you know. I just hate it because he dressed like, you know, he's in high school already. He's only in 7th grade and I'm like, dang, what this dude about to look like when he gets to high school? He already dressing like that, you know, he got his little J's on and, you know, he creased up, got a little khaki shorts on, his hair cut all over, that hair is cut, honey, he think he the boss, okay? Oh, he's just such a handsome boy, just such a my handsome boy. But anyways, guys, back to it this morning. I'm on my commute this morning, seeing that bus gonna piss me off being a little late. I'm just be honest, can't be late, because I got to commute, I got to get across town. I literally got to get across the state line. No, let me quit. All right, guys, good morning. I hope you guys are in a good commute this morning. Remember, everybody and their grandma's back on the streets this morning. Those new drivers, the buses, whoever. So watch out for each other. Take your time. Leave a little earlier because traffic's going to be jam-packed. Jam-packed. Okay, guys, we got to take a little intermission here. I do not own any rights to the music I play. We got to play this out of respect. Out of respect for DMX, we got to play it when it comes on. Here we go, guys. Let's go be the outcome. Let's add up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, kid ain't yours, and everybody know. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so? I love my baby mama. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas whining over food that don't belong to them. Fucking wrong with them. They fucking up for real niggas like my mans and them. Who get it all from the strength of their hands with them. Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in there, up in here. All right, guys, you know when DMX come on, you gotta represent. I bet you guys like, what's up with her today? She's in party mode. Yeah, I am a little bit in party mode. I feel a little energized, like a little energized bunny this morning. And I'm in traffic. The sun's out, beating up your face if you're heading east. So be prepared for your face to be bucked. Alright, guys, I'll tell you what, today is Thursday. Today is Tostada Thursday. Whatever you want, Turkey Thursday, screw it, you know? Tequila, let's call it Tequila Thursday. I know you guys always support sobriety, so don't feel pressured. Don't feel pressured by anything I say out of my mouth because Sincerely cares about each and every one of you. I'll never pick a side. So, there you go. All right, guys, I hope you guys are in good commute this morning. Those of you getting off work this morning, head home in good spirits and good thoughts. Get you some breakfast in your tummy. Take a hot shower first. Always take the shower first. Get you some good breakfast in your tummy. And just relax. Get you some rest. Don't be running around here doing stuff that, you know, dang on well is going to suck up your time and dang. Get some rest. Get in your bed and fold up in some cool sheets and... If you're a fan sleeper like I am, turn that fan on high. Because I'm a straight fan sleeper. I'm not going to lie. I'm a straight fan sleeper. So if that's what you guys are, man, get that rest this morning. Relax. Don't let nobody disturb your mornings. Intervene. Own stuff. Dean stuff. You know, unless you got some kids that you got to get off to school, then you ain't got no choice to do what you got to do, you know. But other than that, rest. Well, guys, I'm down the street commuting. It's not too bad. Not too bad. I think that the traffic is a little bit all right until next week. Well, guys, I hope you got everything you needed, school supplies or whatever. If your city's not supporting you for what you need, then you know what? Make noise. Not bad way. I don't believe in rioting. I'm just saying make noise and see if your community can get involved in a verbal way through social media, you know, that way. All right, well, let's get it going this morning. I want to get in commuting and have a peaceful day. Let nothing stand in your way, guys. And enjoy. Enjoy. Oh, we have another celebrity that we're going to ride out to this morning because Dalia, you know, our celebrities are gone. But you know what? Their music is never, never, never rested. Let's get a little Leah in your life before we head out. Like, I just want to get out my car and pull over side the road and give it some business in the street. Okay? Because the music got me feeling good. That 90s music was life. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. That 90s music was life. You could go out and have a party all night long on that 90s music. I miss those days. Every now and then I get a wild hair on my butt and my husband's always like, simmer down. But you know what, guys? Every now and then, even if you're married, you gotta have a wild night. You gotta have a wild night. That wild night does not consist in you going to land in somebody else's bed. Let's get that correct. Let's not get your panties in a bunch about it. A wild night just consists of, you know, being married and having a routine and having kids and having to cook and having to clean and having to make sure that you're working hard, you know, working hard at work. You know, you gotta have a wild night. A night where you just let down your hair. Just let down your hair. You know, and if it consists of you feel like you're in the 90s again and dancing all night, that's just what it is. But we all need that night. You gotta break away from your routine. Yes, you love your life. Yes, you love being with your family and your kids. You cherish all those moments, but you gotta have a wild night. Even if it's just you and your husband getting out and doing what you did in the 90s together, that means going out, kicking it. Basement parties are always dope. Like my husband, he cracks up because I'm like, dude, we should so have a basement party with some 40s and or some kegs. And, you know, I'm just saying the old school way of life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I went to frat parties and stuff like that. So you had kegs and stuff back then. And I went to basement parties where you literally had 40s in the basement. That's what people drank all night, and you played music from the 90s. There's nothing wrong with having a wild night. We all need them. Well, enough of that. But guys, I just had to come to this morning and have a good funky Thursday. Tequila Thursday, tostada Thursday, whatever Thursday, thought Thursday. There you go. You can have, be a thought all you want, just don't be thoughting on my husband. So thought all you like. Anyways, guys, have a wonderful day at work and don't let that ass stand in your way. Don't let the ass stand in your way. Until next time, guys, sincerely, I am a mess.